Diana, why are so many people concerned that this time period we're in now could mark the end, could be the apocalypse? A lot of people think it's the end. How come?
Yes, they do. There have been all sorts of forecasts of doom and gloom, mainly because in the ancient times they couldn't see beyond 2012, because that was the end of the era. And so they saw up to that time, and then because they didn't know what went on after that, they thought it could be the end. Instead of which, it's the beginning of a new golden age. There have already been five golden ages on the planet. Atlantis was the last one, Lemuria the one before that. I talk about them all in my books. And we are going to start a new one in 2032. So this is the most momentous period of 20 years that we're ever going to experience. And it may be tough for some people.
Well, that's true. So December 21st, 2012, it comes around. What's next? And what happens the next day, Diana?
Well, it's known as the cosmic moment because for an instant, the portals of heaven open and extraordinary energies bathe the planet. We had a tiny taste of it at 11:11 last year on the 11th of November.
Right.
Since then, time has speeded up. More people have become enlightened. But this time, on the 21st of December, it's going to be even more so. For the first time, there's going to be an opportunity for mass ascension. And the current forecast is that 22% of people who are in the upper levels of the fourth dimension and in the fifth dimension will ascend. So energy is coming in that will activate the six cosmic pyramids around the planet and start, because they're cosmic computers, and start to reveal the wisdom held in them. And this means we will be picking this up. Now, the Earth Star Chakra, the chakra below our feet, and the first of the 12 chakras that come in at the fifth dimension is going to awaken. And this is going to open the 12 chakras of the planet, including the stellar gateway, so that the source energy can come in. Now, extraordinary things are going to happen because as the heart center opens, which is in Glastonbury, UK, it's going to activate the cosmic heart. This is going to switch on all the pyramids from the dome over Atlantis, which have been strategically placed throughout the universe. They are going to swivel and share their energy with Hollow Earth in the center of our planet, and then they're going to share it with each other, and this process is going to be complete in 2032 to put us fully into the fifth dimension, the entire universe. And so at the cosmic moment, veils are going to start lifting, veils of illusion from people, so people can start to experience oneness.
What do you think the Mayans, Diana, knew? What did they seem to understand?
They were highly advanced. They had huge cosmic knowledge. They understood that there was going to be some sort of huge shift at this time. They just didn't know what it was. And everything that's been taking place has been exactly in line with the forecast of the Mayan calendar. For example, things coming up to the surface, governments collapsing, economic systems collapsing. That was all part of their forecast. But a lot of that was focused on the breakdown of the old system. What we're now focusing on is not just the breakdown of the old, which we can see happening around us, but the extraordinary new energies that are coming in. For example, in this year, later this year, 33 cosmic portals throughout the world are going to open, and they're bringing with them huge energies, the 12 rays, the silver ray, and the gold ray of Christ. So that's bringing in unconditional love, which will radiate out from those places. And for the first time since Atlantis, after 2012, people who can get their wisdom and love energy in balance on that day are going to be able to experience pure happiness. And the reason this hasn't happened before is because we have sent so many satellites and Sputniks and things out into space that they have been made with third-dimensional consciousness, therefore attracting third-dimensional energy to us. And on Earth, we've been bombarded with third-dimensional energy. And the energy of the cosmic moment is going to rise up and put a protection around Earth, around various other planets, and around the universe, so that that can no longer happen, and it's going to enable people to come into balance again.
So Dan, do you see these next 20 years, from 2012 to 2032, do you see them as very enlightened years, these next 20 years?
For some people, it's going to be the most incredible period of spiritual enlightenment that there's ever been. For others who are resisting the process or who are just focused on the material, it's going to be extremely difficult. Because if you're stuck in the old paradigm, then you cannot enjoy the energies of the new. And there will be a vast mass of those people too.
Well, there probably will be. You've talked about portals. Explain what they mean in your words.
A portal is a high energy center, and it's where higher beings can come in, where they can help you just to step into other dimensions. And so there are some very significant portals in America. For example, Yellowstone is a huge portal for nature. The Grand Canyon is connected to the Pleiades, which brings in healing into the continent and into the world. Then there are also some of the 33 cosmic portals there, such as the one in Hawaii, which is bringing in Lemurian energy, the one in Atlantis, one bringing in Atlantean wisdom. And you have the most significant portal of all in America, which is Hollow Earth. And it's the entry point where people connect with the seventh dimensional energy in the center of the Earth and the ley lines. That covers the bottom of North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. So it runs in an oval right down through the states and is vastly significant.
For people who want to tap into this, Diana, who want to take advantage of this over the next several years, what do you recommend they do?
I recommend that they look at the portals, and they can see them in my books, and they can then either meditate and ask to go to a portal and receive the energy, which will help them, or they can ask at night to go there in their sleep, and then they will automatically be bathed in that energy. For example, there are portals opening in Fiji and Honolulu. The one in Honolulu is bringing in the energy for the sacral center, raising the frequency to a beautiful, unconditional pink love. And so it's about transcendent sexuality. And this will vastly help families. It will help teenagers make wiser decisions. It will help to clear AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases by 2032. That will all be gone because that chakra will have raised its energy worldwide beyond the level where disease can take place. So that is vastly significant. And if people want to move into fifth dimensional community, which is the way of the future, then visit Fiji. And that brings that pure orange energy into the navel chakra so that people can be warm and welcoming and accepting of each other, which is what's needed for that step.